I felt like just letting that sit on the intro video for 30 minutes and just not doing
Just
this.
seeing when I would finally wake
Finally.
up and wonder what was happening. Yeah.
Yep. Did you enjoy Pi Day yesterday, Paul? And I'm not talking about 3.14159.
Not yet. I'm waiting to get that update on the phone. Hasn't happened yet. Not sure if it's because I'm here. I'll keep trying. I don't want to chance. I guess you can download an image and install it without blowing the thing away. But I don't know if I've talked about this at all. But I've already had enough problems with my phone on this trip. I thought I
Just a couple.
wouldn't
Just
screw with it. You know.
minor things like not working. Not
Yeah.
working. Speaking of things, Paul, that are going to continue to work, if you remember, we were so devastatingly informed that September 1st, Skype Classic was going to be Old Yellered. But that's no longer the case. They quietly updated a blog post, and, or actually, not even a blog post, just a forum post, and said, hey, based on your feedback, we're not going to kill it yet.
So here's the real proof in the pudding, or whatever the term is. Is that the term? Every day when I turn this app on, the desktop app, I get a little warning. Hey, would you like to upgrade? And every day I have to say no because I don't want to upgrade because the new one doesn't work. So if that goes away, and that's great, but I'm glad they're listening either
Yeah, I
way.
doubt that's going to go away. I think they're still going to aggressively push people to the new platform. I emailed Microsoft asking for more information, and they said we have nothing to share. So,
Yeah, I got a response like that from Microsoft today as well.
yeah, they're firing on all
Seems.
cylinders up there in Redmond.
Yep.
But other things that are actually happening in Seattle, and this is very appropriately timed, although I don't know if it's going to benefit me or not, is T-Mobile introduced a new plan. We're just going to start calling this T-Mobile Daily.
Yeah, so T-Mobile has this thing called T-Mobile One, which is not one plan, it's three plans depending on how you look at it, right? There's T-Mobile One, T-One Mobile, One Mobile, hello, T-Mobile One Plus, and then T-Mobile Plus International. So the new plan is called T-Mobile Essentials. It is $10 less than the basic one plan per user, per line, I guess you'd say. I am not even going to attempt off the top of my head to describe the differences between these things. I find it incredibly convoluted. I really don't like the way they do things. But what you were talking about yesterday was getting free Netflix and some other things. And that requires one of the upper level one plans. So I don't think that the new one is going to satisfy your needs. But it does work with the day pass if you want to go international. It's really for people who need the basics and are mostly going to be in the United States, which, is probably most people.
Yeah, I mean it's whatever. It's
It's
things.
worth looking and comparing for sure. It's going to take you a little while to kind of see the differences. I found it to be very complicated.
Yeah, and none of it really matters as long as the coverage is. That's the only thing that matters at this point. I mean, if
Yeah.
I get
Well,
these
I'm I,
phones and they don't work at my house or my wife's work, then
Yeah.
all
So
bets
they
are
do have
off.
a map of the United States and it looks like it's mostly good, so
Yeah, of course they do. I mean,
I've never done this, but I always sort of thought I would, especially when we dropped landlines, which we still somehow had at our old house. You can get those wireless repeaters or the signal amplifiers or whatever, so I suppose that would maybe put it over the top if you had problems.
yeah, but yeah, I mean, I guess in my house though, it doesn't really matter because my Wi-Fi is going to be faster than just about anything else anyway. So it's,
Yeah, you have Wi-Fi. You have an iPhone, so you must do Wi-Fi everything. Like, it must support Wi-Fi calling, Wi-Fi text.
yeah, I actually just hope I never actually really have to talk to people. So if the phone doesn't work, that's really not a downside. And this is just melancholy daily over here. And this one actually resonates a little bit with me. It says Amazon Echo data leak shows poor engagement, but I believe that's poor engagement for buying stuff. Is that correct?
So it's funny. Somebody in the comments kind of disagreed with the sentence I had in the story about how the Echo was originally produced as a product specifically so that Amazon's customers could have another way to easily buy products from the site. And whoever this person was said, no, I don't think that's why they did it. I think they did it for music. And my response to that is kind of like, it doesn't really matter what you think. That isn't my opinion. That is the reason. You know, Charlie Kindle came from Microsoft, had this idea for these kind of products. Amazon was only convinced to do it because of the sell angle, you know, that we could buy allow customers to buy products in a new way using voice. Now, one of the primary use cases for this thing, especially in the beginning, has absolutely been music. I mean, that's, you know, one of the simplest thing, you know, hey, whatever, play whatever kind of music, that works great. But yeah, this the site, The Information, again, has, you know, a couple of sources at Amazon who have told them that the engagement level is something like 2%. It's like really, really low. And that most people who try this even one time kind of give up on it and never do it again. And that's interesting. And I sort of think, you know, if you were an Echo customer, this probably wouldn't concern you too much because, of course, you're using it for whatever you're using it for, smart devices, whatever. But you have to kind of think about it from the perspective of the platform makers. You know, they're about to be displaced by Google. Probably, at the very least, it'll be a two-way race. And so you kind of have to look at Google and say, well, what's their business model? What, you know, what do they want you to do with it, you know, right, that will benefit them? You know, data collection by itself is kind of a big thing over at Google. But they have actually publicly stated that they intend to bring ads in some way to these devices, which I think we can all agree sucks. When we moved from PC, you know, the desktop form factor, to mobile, they really had a couple-year period there where they needed to try to figure out how ads work on mobile. And you can make the argument that they kind of still don't. You know, their ads on mobile are very different than they are on the desktop. And moving ads to this voice thing is the same problem again. And if you ever use something like the free version of Spotify or whatever, where you're listening to music, mm-hmm, and then all of a sudden, like someone starts talking and it's an ad, or you're listening to a podcast, you know, a lot of podcasts have ads right in the middle. I don't think that's a sustainable model, you know?
Yeah.
So for me personally, as a Google Assistant / Google Home user, I'm not looking forward to this. This could be a potential disaster.
Yeah, I've never bought anything through my Echo.
Right.
Ever. And I don't, right, I don't think I don't have a strong desire to, because I don't trust it enough.
Honestly, for all of the wonderfulness that Amazon has provided us with, the dark side to that is the too easy ability to buy things, right?
Yep.
That your buying habits have probably expanded because of this capability. And if you got a little too comfortable just being able to speak out loud and off the top of your head say, you know, I think it'd be nice if we had some more toilet paper or whatever, and that would get a little too easy, I think. And I'm sure that was the point of the product.
Yeah. Interesting to note as well, Charlie Kindle is no longer at Amazon.
Yeah. Control
4 24? Or something like that, which kind of makes you, I think it's kind of odd that the person who created this device that has been wonderful for Amazon is no longer there. I think it kind of, Amazon doesn't have the best reputation for being an employee of the company.
Yeah. He was there for a while, though. I mean,
about 5 years or so.
Yeah, maybe even longer. But I've been meaning to talk to him about this. I go way back with Charlie Kindle, but he picked kind of a high-end smart device company, and that I don't know anything about, and I'm a little confused by that. But the one thing that he had said in an interview with Stacey on IoT was that, you know, he didn't really have any end game in sight. He kind of left. He knew he wanted to do something different. Mm-hmm. He had a bunch of home stuff he wanted to do. And I think he's back working sooner than he expected. But we know how this works with a lot of people, yep, who go to different companies. You know, the next act doesn't always kind of work out. And it's possible he'll only, you know, he could be there for 10 years and I'm an idiot. But he could only be, you know, maybe he'll be there for a little while and he'll move on again. You know, it's kind of unclear. But his time at Amazon was super successful by any measure.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good on a resume. I mean,
what'd you do at
Amazon? I went over there and launched that Echo thing.
Yeah,
I did all right, and now I'm here.
Do you want to hear something incredible that is not even slightly related to this, but I'm trying to form this into something? It's just kind of this revelation thing that you just don't really understand. Because of the Google antitrust trial, this notion that Google's licensees cannot make Android devices that don't have the Google stuff on it. Like once you sign that license, you're not doing AOSP or AOSP mm-hmm. with something else. You're just doing Google phones, you know, what we think of as Android. Is one of the things that came out. That's not new information. Like this has been, in fact, they sued Acer years and years ago because Acer tried to do both types of devices and they wouldn't allow them to do that. That policy is the reason why Amazon's tablets suck so bad. Because Amazon doesn't, obviously, like any company in this space, doesn't actually make those products themselves.
Yeah.
They license it out to other companies. But all the companies they might want to license out to already sign Android agreements with Google. Mm. So they literally have no one to turn to. So they have MediaTek processors, and they're kind of really low-end, and they're super kind of scrubby, and they're not very powerful, and they probably never will be because there is no Android device maker on Earth that can supply them with devices, because Amazon is the one major exception outside of China to the Android licensing thing. Like they have their own store and stuff. Like those tablets will probably always be garbage. And I guess I thought of that because of the Charlie Kindle thing, because the new form factor stuff, like the smart speakers, and then of course they license it to third parties, and then they put it on, you know, other phones, smart, in the form of an app, or they put it inside of cars, is their way kind of around this. Because if you think about it, the one thing that's out there in number for them are these little tablets. And, of course, Alexa and the capabilities are there. But it's kind of like the most lackluster experience imaginable because those tablets are terrible. It's an interesting
thing. Yeah, no, it is. That's a good point, and that actually kind of clarifies some things.
Yeah.
There you go. Deep thoughts by Paul Thurrott sitting in a not-so-hot Sweden.
Well, it's getting a little hotter again, by the way. We've reached our low point and are heading back up. So it's
keeping We've only warm. Got 3 more days until you get on an air-conditioned airplane.
Yeah. Yep.
That'll be nice.
Yes, it will.
You got anything else for this blistering Tuesday of an episode, Paul Thurrott?
No, I mean, I'm going to spend some time on the Android Pie stuff. I hope I can get that thing going today. Like I said, I really don't want to wipe the phone or risk wiping the phone. But at some point, I do want to get it done before I leave here. So I'd like to get going on that because there is a bunch of new stuff there. Mm. No, I guess not. What about you?
No, not a whole lot. I'm nearly done with the Surface Go review, but I'm going to hold it until next Tuesday or Wednesday, because I want to use this thing on a plane inside Rattle and Hum while eating tater tots and have that full immersive experience. And then I think that's really about it.
Alrighty.
Well, have yourselves a wonderful day, everybody.